To 10 dozen minutes of Jesus Christ, That's a Lot of Snow with Jake and Skullhead. I am Mr. Skullhead.
Jake, and I am Jake. A lot of snow where, Mr. Skullhead?
In Flagstaff. Inches tonight, yeah.
3 inches tonight.
And which is half of what I gave your mom tonight.
Oh, yeah, and that was also exactly the joke that I was about to make. Going to have to ask you one more time to get the hell out of my head, you bastard. How you feeling today, Mr. Skullhead?
I'm kicking ass and taking names. Our weekend relaxing in Flagstaff has left me kind of jittery to get down to Phoenix again, but otherwise it's good.
How about yourself? Had a nice stressful weekend of many late nights of lots of drinking and various debauchery. I woke up with two things this morning. One of them was your mom, and the other one was kind of a sore throat. So I apologize if the quality of my voice is not up to snuff, or up to the quality of the voice of Snuffleupagus.
Did Snuffleupagus talk?
Yeah, he did.
It's been a long time.
Remember he called Big Bird Bird?
Oh, right.
He talked kind of like, who was that dog that talked real slow? You know what I mean? I don't even remember what. I don't know if it was like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon or something, but it was
Deputy Dog,
maybe. Or it was one of those dogs with the, like, big jowls. Yeah. Anyway, that's what reminds me of Snuffleupagus.
Droopy.
Anything new happened in the last week?
Kingdom-wise or my personal?
Yeah. I guess I'm trying to. it doesn't seem like it's been a week since our last show. Yeah.
Well, Porktober came and went, and trick-or-treating was a big hit yet again, except that people really wanted new candy from the Botox, but what can we do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's that kind of stuff, you know. Fruitcakes with the Crimbo duds. Candy canes with the Botox. I mean, it is new candy. You can't get it, you know, you couldn't get it before. Just because it's not, you know, totally novel doesn't mean it's not something that's newly available. Right? Mr. Rationalizer?
Yes, Jake.
I think I've got some messages that came in last week. This is an appropriate one to start with. Arcone asked last week, what's the longest you've ever rambled irrelevantly after answering a question? About 8 minutes.
Generally, we ramble before we answer a question.
Right. We ramble relevantly sometimes after answering a question.
Right.
Let's see. He who lacks originality says, why is it that a tiny plastic blood-faced volleyball makes my leprechaun gain a pound? Well, that's an excellent question, and it's a question that has an excellent answer. The initial idea was to make the familiar tiny plastic figurines only give a pound to the familiar that matched them. But that would have been just a whole lot of extra coding to the way the enchantment code works that I didn't really feel was worth it, so I just made them all give your familiar a pound, no matter what particular familiar it was. That's the answer to that. Amazing Oompa says Bobby Sherlock and Ray Blazina. That might have been something relevant to what we were talking about last week, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Let's see. Shadows Light says, with all the PvPers lowering their rank to be able to attack scammers, can we please have our level shown in the camp near list to stop low-level players from attacking and losing? Sure. I don't see why not. Let's see. Scissors says, what's up with all the lag today? This must have been from actually just before the show.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I have these questions that I say are from last week, they're not actually from last week. They're from just before the point where I remember to clear out last week's messages to Radio Bugbear. Which is frequently after we've already sent out some system messages and after people are already sending us questions for this week. I don't really know what was up with all the... It wasn't really that bad at any of the times that I logged on, but I saw a lot of people complaining about it. So, really not sure. But, you know, we here at Asymmetric Publications are constantly working to make the game a better place and a faster place for y'all. And so, you know... Should slowly get better as it slowly gets worse as more people play at the same time.
Don't panic.
Don't panic. Speaking of which, how did you feel about that trailer for the Hitchhiker's Guide movie, Mr. Skullhead?
I'd say I'm cautiously optimistic. One of the trickier things that, one of the things that I thought would be tricky to visualize, which is the dropping out of the Vogon ship and into the into Zaphod's ship, they did pretty much perfectly. So,
yeah
I like all the
actors
involved. It'll be interesting.
It did look a little. Zaphod seemed a little off to me. I don't know exactly what I was expecting, and I didn't really want him to have two heads, and I don't think of his character as having two heads. And really, I don't think Adams really thought of his character as having two heads, because they didn't really interact very much, as I recall, in the books. And I just tended to think of him as, you know, looking kind of like what Sam Rockwell looks like, but not really acting that way. It's a little weird. I'm preemptively disappointed rather than cautiously optimistic, but yeah. It looked like an action movie with a lot of slapstick in it, as opposed to, like, you know, a comedy.
That's the tricky thing, though, is a lot of Adam's humor is based on reading words, you know? The descriptions of things and the descriptions of characters and some of the sly asides are what make it funny, so.
Yeah, and it would be pretty dry if that were recited.
Now, although they did pull that off okay in the BBC version, I thought.
Yeah, see, I didn't care for that. But then again, I'm a sucker for the first version of whatever it is that I encounter.
So the radio
and the
thing?
First one I the first version I encountered was the novels. So
that is
canon as far as I'm concerned. And yet I know that it's not really canon. Let's see. Ashalon says, any chance that there can be a gauze hammock for double HP but no MP in the campground and resting? I know a lot of people have suggested something like that, but I haven't really seen the need for it the way there was the need for a sort of an MP-only thing. I don't know. Maybe eventually. Also, Ashalon asks, is there any way that a link to your own display case, pick page, and the public info that is not on the private page, please be added there? It drives me crazy to have to post. Oh, probably it drives him crazy to have to post in chat and then click on his name. You can do a who is in chat to do that. I don't know if there's any. You probably just also do a command that issues like a who's on to look at your own profile that way. But yeah, that might not be a bad idea. I mean, then how far do you go? You know, when you look at your character sheet, should your profile information be on there? You know, the location and the quote and stuff. And, you know, the link to the player picks page, why would you want to look at your own picture that you have obviously already seen as a result of you having sent it to them? But the display case and the mall and stuff, yeah, I can see. I just, every time I go and look at that and think, all right, I'm going to put in a link to the display case in the mall, I think, well, there's no good way to put it, no good place to put it, and then I think, hey, what's that shiny thing over there? And then the shiny thing turns out to be a beer, and so I don't get it done.
Yeah.
Like so many things. But not your mom. I always get her done, Mr. Skullhead.
That's good to know. Somebody's got to. So we've got the new version of Skype that we're using this week, and it seems like the vast improvements version to version include rounder, more brightly colored buttons and icons, and seem to actually exclusively consist of those things.
Really? I haven't downloaded it yet.
Yeah, instead of just a round button with the phone on it, it's now a little dialogue-looking balloon with the phone on it.
Wow, and awesome.
And the colors are brighter, you know. So.
Sweet.
Candy ravers continue to drive popular culture.
Yeah, well, you know, everything has to, you know, you'd think they would do something like with the Windows GUI that they do with, like, capital buildings in state capital cities, where, like, nothing could be more obnoxious than the OS GUI buttons. Which, it's only been the last couple months that I've actually used the default Windows XP theme with the bright green button and blue crap.
Ah, yes.
And, It's a little difficult to deal with still.
Wait, I can change the appearance? Wow.
Huh?
I'm going to do that right now.
You're going to do what?
I didn't I didn't ever really look to see if I could change the goddamned bright blue, bright green.
Yeah, you can make
thing.
It look just like Windows 2000, basically, which is what I did for a long time, but yeah, I don't know. I was too lazy to do it this time. And now I almost like the blue.
Who?
It reminds me of Kingdom of Loathing, you know?
This is like, wow, I just went back to a simpler time. You well, did. Like, last year before I got this computer.
Awesome. So by a simpler time, you mean a time in which you had a, you know,
a
the last
computer.
In a long series of crappy computers built out of junk.
Yep.
Actually, what did you have? No, you had my old Dell.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good computer. That computer served me well for a long time. Awesome. This is what it's like to produce good radio, kids.
Occasionally we forget that people are listening, so all apologies there.
Yeah. Well, Riddick09 asks, did you take the Super Olive out of the game? Cries. No, I didn't take the Super Olive out of the game. I just changed the name of it to the Jumbo Olive. Which is a change that was lamented by some publicly, and you know, I don't know, maybe eventually there'll be something called the Super Olive, but it will probably be you know, some sort of enemy that cannot be defeated rather than some item that is groovy. So I'll be like, ha, I bet all you guys who were saying bring back the Super Olive wish that I hadn't, because I like to be a dick like that just to prove a point every once in a while. Opera Ghost says, will there ever be a tenderizer in a box or something like that? You don't know. We're not telling.
Yes, indeed.
Russ Reed says, can I have two Mr. A's since I play your game every day? Sadly, if that was all it took, you know, to actually keep stuff going, then I would gladly give Mr. A's to people just for playing. But since I don't have some kind of magic advertisement system that gives me tons of money to spend on hosting and bandwidth and solid gold Ferraris and hand jobs from hookers, then no, you can't. You actually have to donate to get Mr. Accessories or spend a lot of meat. Che says, more skirts, more skirts, more skirts, blah, 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 I want skirts. That isn't actually what she says this time, but that's what she usually says.
Right.
But this time, dear Jick and Scully, are you planning on changing the shore link at the top to Desert Beach? Inquiringly, Che. I'm not going to change it until there is actually something other than the shore at Desert Beach. But yes, you know, I'm absolutely going to change it once there are two things there. Because two is all it will take to make it not just more clicks for no reason at all.
Right.
Which it would be now. Plus, this game consists entirely of the shore. So, you know, making it harder to get to 99% of the game's content would be, we would be remiss in doing that. Irish Pride with Firepower says,
Jesus.
Can you make a leprechaun-based costume? More Irish things should be on the site. I don't know enough about the Irish to do anything other than, like, make fun of them for being drunks. So I think you probably are better off without any Irish things on the site.
There really aren't that many potatoes in the game, which makes kind of a historical reference to Ireland.
No, that's true. That's true. That probably is the rarest of the rarest familiar. And so, yeah. The Proclaimers are Scottish, right, and not Irish?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Cranberries are Irish, though.
Are they? So, there are cranberries in the game.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there should be a molly you can flog, whatever that means.
Remember, did you ever see Piercing Mildred?
No.
It was a very, very old website where you basically had this weird stuffed doll that you could put piercings and scars and stuff on.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what I always think of when I think of flogging Molly. TunerLord666 is apparently helping to establish the theme of this week's show by saying, can I have 100 Mr. Accessories? Yes, you can, TunerLord, with the mere action of donating $1,000.
Yep.
You can knock yourself out.
Could it be
Mr.
that
Accessories.
Easy? It could.
Evil Chicken says, can you give me some free stuff? What the hell is wrong with our listeners today, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't know. I think... our regulars have spread the word to some irregulars.
Mantic says, you know, on the other end of the spectrum and on the other side of the coin, actually on the other side of the giant pile of coins. If I send you $10,000 in real life, will I get a custom item? Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. FUCJYOU says, could this radio show fit into the bub's ass? I think if the Ring of Flame has taught us anything, it is that anything will fit into the bub's ass. And I say that not to make fun of the bub, because we likes the bub in real life, and we hang out with him, and he jokes about the enormous things that he's capable of putting into his ass just as much as we do. The ruler says, will I ever be able to get the Yeti trophies? Probably not. Sagebrush says, I'm burning through these too quickly, I think, Mr. Skullhead. We need to dick around with some irrelevant chatter some more.
I don't know. I think I think we did okay with the irrelevant chatter, kind of front loading it. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We also got a lot of our suck out of the way.
Yeah.
And I'll get the rest of it out of your way, out of my way, once your mom gets here. That was not good.
Yeah.
At all.
Mine was better. But,
yeah, it was
lower.
Let's see. Sagebrush says, could you implement some method of character name change, perhaps a Mr. Store item? I don't really like the idea of allowing you to change your character name. Just because, you know, that's what people know you as. And this is the kind of game where we like for people to pay attention to the things that they do insofar as they affect other people. And so, you know, it's not easy to change the name of your store. It's not easy to change the name of your clan. You know, the stuff like that that identifies you, we really want to encourage people to think about it before they do it and, you know, not make dumb mistakes. So, you know, you can change the capitalization all you want.
Yep. Let me try that again. There were a few people that had the complaint that they weren't entirely sure what the game was like and what the community was like. And so they picked a name that didn't seem appropriate once they had been playing for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's really easy to make a new account.
Yeah, and that's really kind of funny anyway.
Yeah. You know. We have some people that for some reason thought the game was completely high fantasy with no satirical undercurrent, which means they really didn't read anything before they started, and we really can't help those people.
Yeah, you gotta have a fairly good idea of what's going on if you actually read the stuff on the character creation page. You know, Ancient Ka the Unraveler, that guy was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I bet he wishes he could have changed his name.
Whatever happened to him and Counter That Wild Mongrel? I was thinking
Counter
about
that. Counter That Wild Mongrel was a cool name, too. Let's see. Fearful Ferret says, any chance a sudden time warp will bring me to 18 years old within the period of now and the September meetup? Come on, please, thanks. I doubt it unless you are, you know, pretty close to 18 and the sudden normal forward movement of time will bring you to be 18 years old within that period. What's September meetup? Is that like the barbecue here?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm getting excited about that. it's going to be a pretty big deal.
It's on my birthday.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, happy birthday preemptively.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, because, see, I never remember your birthday, but I'll totally remember when this thing is, so sure. it really helps me out.
Anyway, Fearful Ferret, try jumping to the left and stepping to the right a couple times and see if that works.
Uh-huh.
Let us know.
And if it doesn't, you could go see Rocky Horror Picture Show in a movie theater, and the sheer gravitational pull of the collection of lameness there might cause you to age rapidly.
Hey, I don't make fun of you for liking corn.
Uh-huh.
Wait, yes, I do. Constantly.
Yes, you do. You know, seriously, like, you go to the theater, and it's like, even though you're not 18 years old, it will be like spending 20 years not getting laid.
The people that go see Rocky Horror get laid a lot just with their own, though.
Just with each other?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
any group of drama kids in one place is pretty much a pit of pheromones.
Huh. Yeah. Red Knight says, my name is Red Knight, and did you know that I'm Xenophobe's little bro? I didn't, actually, until you said so, and then I checked with Xenophobe to make sure that it was. This has been your obligatory Xenophobe mention.
Mm. Jesus Christ, there are more of them?
Hey. You know? Xenophobe also always, before every show, suggests a name for what it's going to be 120 minutes of, and today was Stagnant Menses. Which I don't think is actually possible, because it sort of dries up before it sits long enough to get stagnant. Stagnant. At least in my experience. And I do have a large amount of experience with, say, bird baths full of menses.
Yeah. Now I've got Stagnant Menses running through my head to the tune of Bob O'Reilly. Don't cry, don't raise your eye. It's only stagnant menses.
Don't cry, don't tip over your bird bath.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
In your soul.
Mavid says, once again, I missed out on listening to you guys live. I just don't log on early enough. But I will download it, so it'd be cool to hear my name on air. Possible? No, sorry. Secret of Life says, can you make something to cure drunkenness?
If
I could make something to cure drunkenness, I would be sitting in a hot tub made out of solid gold Ferraris with a bunch of very sober women, which wouldn't be any fun at all. That'd be like a Twilight Zone where you got rich by inventing something that made women not want to sleep with you.
Yeah.
You know, because then you're rich, and what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Let's see. Butterfly9, in real life, says, so we meet again. But this time, the advantage is mine. Do you remember that Far Side strip with the scientist and the duck standing on the deserted island?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's like, oh, Professor Tompkins, we meet again, but this time the advantage is mine. Anyway, Butterfly9 in real life says, so we meet again. Good work with the new chat channels. It's definitely making more room to converse in chat. I had fun trick-or-treating today. The fruitcake was stale as usual. How do you deal with this praise that's heaped up at your table? Because that's a makes sense sentence.
Look, my table has a heap of praise on it.
Yeah. Thank you, Butterfly9 in real life.
Fruitcake, by the way, comes from the factory stale. There's no such thing as like a fresh, squishy, wonderful fruitcake, you know?
Do you not like fruitcake, Mr. Skullhead?
Oh, no, I like it just fine.
Yeah. I don't like it if it has nuts in it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm a fan of fruitcake. But I had to, you know, yeah.
You know what I do like when it has nuts in it? Your mom's mouth.
Awesome. Just anybody's nuts, or does it have to? I'm gonna step up for a second because it's really hot in the office, and I need to walk across the room to where the thermostat is, and also get a beer, which I keep in the thermostat. So answer a couple questions, and I'll be right back.
All right. Madman 33, or possibly Madmany, says, this might not be a great idea, but what if you made a Mr. Outfit? Mr. Pants, Mr. Hat, etc., that might be interesting. Probably not. Probably not. Because they would probably be donation-only items, like Mr. Accessories, and then there would be allegations of us catering to the people who support the game, which, you know, it would be a very, very bad thing if we catered to those folk. So, we definitely wouldn't want to do that. Blind Bibi wants to buy a vowel. Also asks, all I want to know is particulars on Ascension. Are we going to be able to keep all our familiars and trophies? How many items can we keep and so on? Thanks. Wait and see. When it goes in, you will get a complete rundown of the Ascension stuff before you ascend. So you can't really do anything about it until it's in, so don't worry about it. You are in good hands. We're like the all state of the internet. Blah. Let's see, I want to talk about that when Jick is here, but Mavid says, why do you guys diss the furries so much? Are you really squirrels deep down just wanting to break free and glue on a tail and have orgies? No, actually. I don't know. I'm not hostily anti-furry because, you know, any, you know, whatever gets you off is just fine, and dressing in star garb or elite trousers and going to a kale while gathering is equally as strange. You know, furries are easy to make fun of, and they're also a subculture, and so we make fun of every subculture that we can. So, we don't hate anyone except ourselves.
I don't hate myself. I hate you. Yeah. Is that what you meant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we don't hate anyone except each other?
Yep.
And you also hate yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to address Butterfly9's question. I saw on Cult Front you were cracking down on multi-abuse. Please elaborate. And I wanted you to do that rather than me.
You want me to elaborate?
Yes.
We're looking at some ways of restructuring our sort of record keeping and actually having somebody whose sort of job it is to look through stuff and keep track of and issue warnings and just crack down on multi-abuse, because it's getting too easy to do, what with all the botting and the front end clients and stuff. And it's really, really widespread, and it needs to stop. You know, it didn't used to be a big deal because it was really a gigantic pain in the ass to run enough multis to make a serious difference.
Right.
But now it's not. Now it's very easy, and so people are doing it a lot. And what I have learned throughout the course of my last couple months of like trying to optimize things and figure out ways to reduce the load on the server without negatively impacting gameplay is, it's not anything in particular that's slowing the game down. It's not the mall, it's not the chat, it's just normal gameplay that's doing it. And so, in a way, you know, it's incumbent upon me to make normal gameplay do less damage, but in another way, it's also, you know, we can make people play a lot less if we crack down on illegitimate forms of play. And that's what we need to do.
Yes.
So. And Zly is retiring for the evening. Everybody thanks Zly for her tireless efforts in answering your questions and mail.
Word.
GS Gold says, why don't accordion thieves have an advanced skill? Advanced ladies charm, maybe. Your mom is a lady who's advancing in years, and she's very charming, Mr. Skullhead.
Yes.
How do you suppose that would translate to an accordion thief skill?
I don't know if we need any skills that are that gender specific, because we already have a contingency crying out for the ability to play the game as a certain sexual preference, with a certain sexual preference. So.
Do you mean a contingent?
What did I say?
A contingency?
Did I? Yeah, so we also have a contingency plan for that contingent of people.
Ah, good. Mm. Mojo Madness says, can we expand the chat window text box? Maybe have it resized with the frame.
Doesn't it?
Yes, you already can. Poof! I have granted your wish. Like last year. If you're using some weird browser, it might not work very well, but let's see.
It's pretty solid with Firefox now.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's not. I remember every time I use Firefox, there's some weird like overlapping with the, or it seems like there's some weird overlapping with like the box that the chat displays in and the box that the chat is input in.
There's a very, very slight overlap. It's not really even as thick as the window is thick.
It's not as thick as a brick.
Yeah. You've heard that?
What?
Oh, there's a Jethro Tull. Song.
Yeah, why would I have not heard that?
Because you're not into Jethro Tull.
Well, no, but that doesn't mean I've lived my entire life outside the earshot of a radio.
The thickest brick that I've heard is the 45-minute long version.
When I worked my very first job that I worked at for a long time with Doc Galactic, who's back in town for a while, and chilling like a villain. The cook at that restaurant listened to nothing but the classic rock station, and so I washed dishes for a year listening to classic rock. So I heard my fair share of Jethro Tull.
Fair enough.
And I frequently sit on a park bench eyeing little girls with bad intent.
Mm.
Oh, let's see. Fearful Ferret says, anyway, are there any plans whatsoever for making some kind of feature to allow some kind of clan ads? It is nearly impossible to make a good clan without being popular. See, I would say that it is really, really very easy to make a good clan without being popular.
Yeah.
You know, you let people that you know in your clan, as opposed to just trying to let as many people as possible into your clan. Again, though, that's just a, I know that's just a style difference. I'm not a big fan of gigantic groups of people because then it feels like, I mean, membership in a gigantic group of people is like not membership at all. Because, you know, it doesn't really differentiate you in any way. But
yeah, well, like, my clan is a prestige clan. It's not a powerful clan or a active clan, really. But, you know, we belong to something that is greater than ourselves.
You belong to the Knight.
Yep.
Key Lime says, Key Lime hates sauerkraut, but Key Lime love you. Key Lime rip off Bashy.
Bashy. Club Key Lime.
Yeah. Ashelon says, which do you think will happen first? Boozer Bear hits level 70 or Boozer Bear ascends? Since Boozer Bear has no interest in progressing past level 69, I'm saying Boozer Bear ascends.
Do you want to talk about, somebody asked about the countdown in Boozer Store. Do you care to address that at all?
I don't know anything about it.
Neither do I.
I mean, my initial thought when I first saw it was maybe that's when he's getting rid of the store. But who knows? Opera Ghost says, and this is an interesting question, and one that I'm surprised hasn't come up before. Is it possible to get the 500-pound load trophy without buying a Mr. A? As of now, it is not, but it definitely will be. And that was something that I didn't think of until afterwards, and it's something that I probably wouldn't have really considered if I had realized that it was another like prestige thing that wasn't possible to get without spending money. But, you know, also a lot of people ask for it, so there you go. But no, it is right now I'm pretty sure you have to have at least one or two Mr. Store familiars. But that will not always be the case because, you know, more regular familiars will go in. Oh, speaking of which, one of the other questions from back before was, or maybe I saw this. No, never mind. This is actually coming up. King Pulos Dose says, can you make candy use multiple? I need to eat it faster. That's actually a good point. I should probably do that. Although, why, really?
If you eat it faster, you're going to get a tummy ache.
That's true. And you're also going to ruin your dinner.
Yep.
I should have eventually, if you eat a whole lot of candy, it gives you the ruin your dinner effect and you can't eat anything.
Right.
That would make people really happy. Especially if it just gave them like 10,000 turns of that. I'm totally doing that. The next time I get mad, like the next time I get jilted by your mom, and I'm depressed.
You know, that's weird. I never get jilted by your mom.
I know.
She's always good to go.
Yeah, well. I really can't think of any way to turn that around on you.
I think I'm actually winning this time.
I think you are, too.
They're not keeping score, though. The forum thread that Fearsome Phantom does weekly just seems to be less lively than usual.
Do they usually keep score about your mom jokes?
That's one of the things, yeah.
I see. Froboz Pirate says, question for Jick. I'm a huge Zork fan. Why were you inspired to make the Strange Leaflet? That's oddly phrased. I mean, I am also a huge Zork fan. Although, I didn't really play a lot of Zork specifically. I played the Colossal Cave Adventure as a kid quite a bit. And I played some text adventures on my very first computer, which was the TRS-80 Color Computer 2, connected to a small television. And I played Wishbringer a lot. But yeah, I mean, I grew up on text adventures, you know. Oh, and this, when I got my first PC compatible, which was the Tandy 1000EX, I played, I forget the name of the company. It might have been Magnetic Scrolls, but they did a Fellowship of the Ring text adventure that was, really pretty impressive.
Huh.
Lord Spook says, disgust me. No. Irish God of War says, and see, who says we don't have Irish things in the game? But he says, hey, H-A-Y, which is for horses.
Not for your mom.
Okay. So you're insulting me by saying that my mom is not a horse?
Yep.
Huh.
Well, actually, the...
My mom said the same thing about you, except she said that you are not similar to a horse in any way.
Well, see, the thing is, the original saying is hay's for horses, not for cows.
I see.
Jeez.
So you were saying my mom is a cow?
No, I never say that about your mom.
Yeah, you better not. Let's see. Mulligan says, is there any possibility of getting a Search Them All link from the shop screens? Yeah, I believe there's 100% possibility of that already being there. Let's see. Matt the Fish says, any chance the boxed wine, genius as it is, could be renamed to Bottle of Wine. It would be really convenient to be able to search them all for Bottle of and get all the base, which are, of course, belong to us.
Yes.
And I think what he means is all the base cocktail crafting ingredients. I can see what you mean, and it does bother me that that one is a little different, but we discussed it, and we could do Bottle of Boxed Wine, like somebody had filled a bottle up with wine from a box.
Hmm. But then you lose the wine cube joke.
Yeah, I know. And that's the really important thing there. You know, we thought of making the fine wine the base ingredient, but, you know, it's not the kind of thing that you wouldn't expect frat boys to have bottles of wine, although you would expect them to have boxed wine because they would be like, hey, chicks dig wine. We should get some wine. Holy shit, this wine's totally cheap. And they buy a box of wine. KOL Killer 100 says, can you tell me what's going on when the Jick and Mr. Skullhead show is on? What is going on when our show is on, Mr. Skullhead?
Generally, we're sitting in darkened rooms with in front of computers, talking to each other over the internet and letting people listen in.
My room is fairly well lit.
Mine is extremely dark.
Really?
Yeah, which I should probably turn the lamp on before my eyes go all buggy.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Well, don't hold on. You continue. I'm going to get a beer for myself.
Okay.
Since I don't have to drive anywhere tonight.
Randolph says, will there be new codes that will ever be made known? If you're listening, Randolph, please articulate that a little more. I don't really understand. If you mean, like, secret codes in the leaflet, I'm not planning on just, like, changing it and then telling everyone what it is. Frazzlehoon says, hey, we should be able to add multiple items to the clan stash. And read my damn suggestions from last week. They should be in the green messages, eh? Frazzlehoon, I don't know what you're talking about. And add multiple to clan stash, yes, that should be good. That should be done. It will be done, eventually. TunerLord666 says, what new items will be appearing soon, and what will disappear forever? I don't know. Someone who asks that her or his name not be read with this question, what is your stance on mini-modding? I would say my stance is to not know what the phrase mini-modding means.
They, I got a message from Leandra about that.
No, she asked not to have her name read.
Oh, well, that's a shame. I got a message from that person whose name I didn't just say about that, talking about the tendency of some players who aren't moderators to try to enforce the rules as if they are moderators, like, hey, don't spam. If somebody spams, the chat fills up with 10 people saying, hey, don't spam, which apparently bugs people, some people, quite a bit. And I kind of like it myself.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with that, really. I mean, I could see how if somebody was like, you know, spamming, don't spam, that would suck. But, you know, the more people that give you shit about something, the less likely you are to do it, right? Unless you're one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Flareon says, so, Jick, I hate to keep asking, but I will anyway. For the fourth or fifth week straight, can ye add the ability to attach a note to trade offer responses? Thanks. Yeah, you know, I keep meaning to do that. But I keep forgetting to do it. So maybe that should go on my to-do list. Riddle Solver says, if after you ascend, you defeat the naughty sorceress while still in Ronin, will you stay in Ronin? It'll really be independent of that. You know, you'll stay in Ronin until you've played 1,000 turns in Ronin. It's not going to carry over and add more turns of Ronin to after your next ascension, right. But, you know, it'll just get reset to 1,000 there. As much as I like the term Ronin, I guess it's okay to just have that be the kind of unofficial slang for the period of time where you can't get stuff.
Right.
Sephiroth says, why the hell have you not made a pixel familiar? Toad of Mario or Fairy of Legend of Zelda. Yeah, that's a good idea. I did have a dream that I made a familiar made of pixels called the Bit Player.
Hmm.
And I woke up thinking, hey, that's a good idea. Wait, no, that's not a good idea. Fusilliban says, Dear Jick, I find Scully's mom to be dry and chafing. I'd have stopped doing her entirely, but she begs for it, and I hate to see a woman cry. How do you cope with it?
Yeah, really.
You know, I use the tears as lubrication, Fusilliban. Solving both problems at the same time, and also just making it, making it so, just so deep and meaningful in a symbolic way. How do you feel about that, Mr. Skullhead?
I think that was one toke over the line, sweet Jesus.
Okay. Inari says, I am bleeding from the fingernails. What do you advise I do? Stop bleeding from your fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
Alchemical Soul says, Merry President's Day, Jick and Skullhead. Have you ever considered a stovepipe hat for the game? You should give it, like, 40 seconds of thought.
That's like 80 seconds, right?
Yeah. That's a little bit too long to think about it. 40 and 7. 80. 7. Zane says, who's cooler, Jick or Mr. Skullhead? Mr. Skullhead, I believe, stays a little bit cooler because he has no hair to prevent heat from escaping through his enormous head.
Yeah, I was thinking that Jick stays cooler because he always wears sandals like a filthy hippie rather than shoes like a normal human being. So
this is
a lot of heat through the
feet. You're a lot cooler on top, and I'm a lot cooler on bottom.
Yeah.
Although I'm
this is 120 minutes of latent homosexuality with Jick and Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah, well, see, that was really accidental, so I'm not gonna complete my part of the quote. Ans122 says, "Can you play American Idiot by Green Day?" No, because we don't play music on this show.
Makes you wonder why so many people listen.
Hmm.
I mean, we don't even play music.
Yeah.
We don't do any contests.
Let's see. Did you put Yawgmoth's mirror out there?
I don't think I did. Would you
Frazzlehoon like says, no, go for it.
Okay.
Frazzlehoon says, there are 8 cans on the ice cold six pack. Fix this. All right. You could pour all 8 cans into a mason jar. Slapshot579 says, are you going to either bring the pickle factory back or take the pickle recipe back off? Mr. Skullhead?
No one may know the hour of its coming or going.
Thank you. The Toad asks, actually a question that was already asked and answered, when is the shoreline going to change to biatch? You know, it's funny to pronounce the word beach biatch.
Yeah.
Really. I just did it and it was funny.
It's funnier than it ought to be, really.
Well, you know. Hey, what does Snoop Dogg use to clean his white clothes?
Woolite, maybe?
Bleach.
Oh.
Yeah. Lance Dixon says, Jick, please tell Scully that his mom left her teeth at my house. Where should I send them?
Wow.
Cheeky Jez says, I'm male, but I'd have the op for Jick if Scully's mom could stand losing him. What does it mean to have the op for someone?
I think that's like having dibs.
I see. Zoich has 2 questions. First question, if I'm in the middle of eating a certain number of a certain thing for a certain trophy, no, saying I am in the middle of eating a certain number of a certain thing for a certain trophy, if I ascend during this, does the counter reset? No, Zoich, it does not. Second question, can someone who hopes to be on a fastest hardcore ascension leaderboard ascend a few times regularly, then do hardcore and still get on the board? Yes, absolutely. And thirdly, Zoich asks, why did Constantinople get the works? Mr. Skullhead?
Really, that's nobody's business but the Turks.
Let's see. Gulo Gulo says, what's to happen with the cranberries? Coldfront announced they were no longer being dropped, however, continue to be. Is the phased-out ascension related to scraps for non-disco bandits? Wow, I don't know. There was nothing... Nothing was changed about cranberries, and I wasn't really planning on changing anything. I don't know where... I don't remember seeing that on Coldfront, either. Excuse me. I'm belching a little bit. But the belches taste like Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I've got some Newcastle myself.
Ugh. I don't like Newcastle. There aren't a lot of beers that I don't like, but Newcastle is one of them. Dr. Jellyfinger says, will display cases at the museum be sellable like the stores are? Probably not. Since you can change every aspect of them, you know, there's really no reason to get rid of them. Let's see. You did post Yogmaith's mirror?
Yes.
Okay. Pope Guilty says, are you still on schedule to have Ascension in testing by the end of the month? My birthday is the 27th, and it would be an awesome present to see Boozer and Hot Stuff vanish. I really believe that you will see them vanish before the 27th.
Awesome.
That's
the end of this week.
I know. No, I yeah, I know. End of this week. Isn't it the... Okay. It's like 6 days from now. Inari says, can you mail me some of your snow? Can you mail her some of your snow?
Yeah.
Or perhaps a copy of 12 Inches of Snow?
You know, I used to own that album, and somebody stole it, which, what the fuck?
I'm really not surprised that you used to own some crappy rap albums. Speaking of which, thank you very much for polluting my consciousness with that Baby Got Bible video that you sent today.
It interested me because I think he's serious.
I know, and that's really pretty frightening. Like, there's nothing... It has all the trappings of something that would have been sort of satirical, but it never quite made the leap.
Right.
And, yeah, wow, just...
No, I seriously think that is part of a video that's being sent to churches and stuff as part of a youth group package.
That's really weird.
Yeah, so if you want to know what the hell we're talking about, check out memepool.com and the Baby Got Bible video link there.
It was kind of clever, and they obviously spent a lot of time on it. It had a cast of dozens.
Yep.
Sephiroth says, did you catch TMBG on Jay Leno last week? No.
No, goddamn.
Oh, well. E. Peters 02 says, is there going to be a food revamp like the booze revamp? No. If anything happens with the food system, it'll be just very minor tweakings for things that, you know, I mean, I need to look through and see, just like make sure that like all of the pizzas have sort of identical rarity in their ingredients and all of the chow mains have identical rarity in their ingredients. The things, you know, other than that, like, I think it's cool that the food recipes can be a little bit more organic. Even though I hate organic food, than the booze recipes. It's also cooking seems like a little, I don't know. It seems a little more appropriate for making cocktails to be more mathematically sound than cooking.
Right.
You know,
because cooking is kind of fast and furious.
Fast and furious. Would you describe it as perhaps too fast, too furious?
Never.
You know, I saw The Fast and the Furious in the theater, Mr. Skullhead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Same week I saw Super Troopers in the theater, though, so that makes up for it. Because not a lot of people saw Super Troopers in the theater.
I can't see Super Troopers.
Why not?
Because you really like it, and my fiancé really doesn't like it at all. Like, actively dislikes it, so...
Huh.
I'm not going to put myself in that position.
Really? What does she not like about it?
Pretty much the whole thing.
Huh. I got to say that, and this is, you know, not in the same way that I feel that Tommy Boy is very funny and you totally disagree. Super Troopers was seriously just inspired. It's just comic gold.
Hmm.
I also grew up around cops, so it's perhaps especially funny to me. But, yeah, I don't know. You gotta watch it sometime, man. I bought it on DVD.
Perhaps.
Destroyer Bacon.
Nah.
No. Beacon. Destroyer Beacon says, how about a use as many times as possible button for casting buffs and skills? Maybe. Matrix Michael says, lightning bolt. That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. Anyhow, in hardcore mode, will my work on trophies be reset, or will my X number of blanks to the blank still count? Wow, that's a good question.
That is.
Because the way that it should work is that because having, you know, X number of trips, well, let's just say we're talking about trips to the shore, for example. I'm not to spoil anything, but that really needs to get reset to zero for you to get the stuff you need to, you know, open up a considerable portion of the game geography. It should probably be kept track of in a different way, though. So, yeah. Right. Droopy Dog says Pope guilty. Yeah, we will try and make it Matrix Michael so that you don't lose any progress towards any trophies at all. Especially the ones that take a long time.
Yes.
San says, will ketchup hounds ever become familiars? And if no, why on earth not? They're so cool. Ketchup hounds have no memory. Therefore, they will never become familiar with anything.
Yep.
ANUS18 says, Huckleberry Hound. Wow, we're only just now getting to, like, the first few minutes worth of stuff that was sent in.
Jesus.
And it's nearly an hour. That's nutty. Let's see. JLE says, why not serve gingerbread bugbears up when trick-or-treating in Radio Duds? It would be in theme with the fact that I'm messaging Radio Bugbear. That's actually not a bad idea, because that's something that wouldn't, you know, it would be something to happen to the people who do have a whole set of radio gear, but it wouldn't be something that's, like, would be really irritating to miss out on.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. Get on writing that, Mr. Skullhead.
Sure thing.
Whoopsh, 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 whoopsh.
Little in the middle, but you got much back.
Da-da-da. Lady Saucy says, I was wondering about the report bug which sends the message to Jick. I was wondering if there was a slow response time or no response time in some cases. If we get bugs that seem like they're really questionable, then a lot of times we won't respond. If it's something that just doesn't make any sense, and if it's like a single report of something that if it actually happened, there would be thousands of reports of. You know, not every message that comes in can get a response, and that's sad. You know, and I sometimes look wistfully with a tear in my eye back at the days when I could answer them all, or when it was really, you know, when it was feasible to answer them all. But basically, you know, they would start this never-ending stream of replies that would cause the number of messages that we have to deal with to just go up and up and up and up, even more quickly than it goes up and up and up and up now. So, sorry, I mean, if there's anything in particular that you feel needs addressed, you can always write back.
Right.
If you don't feel that, you know, it was dealt with satisfactorily. Hey, remember when I was bitching, speaking about things being dealt with satisfactorily, remember when, probably not a lot of people know this, but I went to the Seattle get-together, and I got screwed by Southwest Airlines. They wouldn't let me on my return flight.
Right.
So I wrote, I wouldn't say I wrote a nasty letter, but I just wrote a letter saying, you know, what the hell, this was lame, please refund my money, since you wouldn't let me fly on the plane that I bought a ticket for. And they actually sent me a gift certificate to Southwest Airlines for that amount. So that's not as good as a check, but it's, you know, it was acceptable.
Good deal.
Sephiroth said, the show with the dog would be two stupid dogs. No, I think you're thinking of something else. Blue Saxophone says, will there be anything special for Easter, and when will we be... you want to try that one?
Yeah, well, huh? Will there be anything special for Easter, and when will we be able to take familiars out of the terrarium? God damn, that's a really simple sentence that just seems to be constructed to make it hard to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was just me. Yeah, there'll be something going on for Easter. I bet you'll never guess the theme of the Easter event. You public you.
Jesus?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be like a maze that you have to guide Jesus through so that he can come back from the dead.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be funny if Ascension got rolled out on Easter?
It wouldn't be funny for the public, because I think Easter's in, like, mid-April.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, when the hell is Easter?
Yeah, I don't actually know. It's 40 days. No, it's not. It's got to be next month, because Lent already started. Lent started, like, a week ago.
Let me just,
It's, like, it's different. It's, like, it's in a different month from year to year sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I never did quite figure it out, but I know it's, like, 40 days from Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Is what, like, Ash Wednesday?
No, Ash Wednesday is the day after Mardi Gras.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When's Good Friday, then?
Good Friday is...
the Friday before Easter.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it's 40 days from Ash Wednesday to Good Friday.
Something like that.
And then Good Friday is the Friday before Easter?
I'm asking the internet, so...
You are. Yeah, a lot of times like this, kids, we like to say, if only there was some vast network of computers that acted as a repository of all of the information known to mankind that we could easily and conveniently consult from the comfort of our desks
Easter Sunday,
to answer this question.
Easter Sunday is March 27th.
Yeah, okay. Sticky Nuts says, please tell us what Hunter S. Thompson meant to you. Did you hear about that, Mr. Skullhead?
Why?
You apparently didn't?
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was not really surprising to me that went down the way that it did yesterday. You know, I don't know. Like, I liked Hunter S. Thompson, you know, but I really didn't read much of his political stuff, so I didn't read much of his stuff. I was just sort of a, you know, Hunter S. Thompson poser. Because, to a certain extent, I just never really found it interesting to read about politics from, like, before I was born.
Right.
So much as I thought it was interesting to read about, like, smart asses doing a lot of drugs. But, yeah. I mean, the loathing connection is really pretty tenuous. I know a lot of people probably apply more significance to the name of the game than there really should be. Yogmaith says, item suggestion, a filthy hoodie for the filthy hippie costume. No, it needs to be a poncho.
And Lefty.
Right. How do you know that song?
Man, I grew up listening to old country and God music.
Well, good. Yeah. But that just seems like it was a little too racy for your parents.
And they also played that at the Peacemakers concert after you left.
Oh, that sucks. Although I've heard a recording of them doing it before. That's a good song.
Tez.
Yeah. All the Federales say that your mom is an excellent lay. And they could have had her any day. Zeru says it's Deputy Droopalong.
Zeru says really, really off base.
Yeah, that's... Baron Von Brown Eye says, there should be a David Bowie knife and a Billy Idol to worship at the campground.
There is a Billy Idol in the on the Icy Peak.
Well, oh, right, I forgot. Yeah, in the new stuff that hasn't been rolled out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The David Bowie knife, yeah, why not?
We'll think on it.
He is a celebrity whose last name starts with B. So he could go in as some sort of undead menace.
Yep.
Well, I guess werewolves aren't really undead. Vicious Weasel says, where is the beehive? Just keep banging your head into things until bees come out of one of them, and then it'll be right there.
Yep.
That could really take a while, depending on where you started. Candleshire knows where the beehive is, so Vicious Weasel, please send a message to Candleshire.
You know
what I'm saying? Please tell me where the bees are. Let's see. Legend Dan says, how come there was no radio outfit candy, yet we could still trick-or-treat in it? Why not give out some non-radio button candy or even a response with no candy given? I think what it used to give was a broken image link and a waste of an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
But now it doesn't do that anymore. Let's see. QWERTY189 says, all the kids at school make fun of me. They punch me and steal my mashed potatoes during lunch. They also call me horrible names like Tasty Cake and shove pine cones up my ass. What advice do you have, Mr. Skullhead? I know you got a number of pine cones shoved up your ass during lunch.
Really, if you stand up to them, it's only going to get worse, so just learn to enjoy it.
Really? Do you honestly believe that?
No. Yeah, you've seen how I roll over and die on the forums when somebody's giving me a hard time.
Uh-huh. No, really what you do is, I wonder, you know, we did spend a lot of time feeding the trolls in high school.
Yeah.
It's not surprising that we ended up like that. I wonder if any of those guys play Kingdom of Loathing.
Greg Goligoski, if you're out there, come home, all is forgiven.
Yeah. I mean, it would be impressive if they actually learned how to read in between then and now.
Mm-hmm.
Benderama says, will you give us any kind of idea how rare is rare in regards to tiny plastic objects? I think the answer that everybody is coming up with is too rare. Because right now they're very rare. But they should get less rare, so I'm not going to say anything about it right now. Slippery Rabbit says, what plans do you have for supporting the huge influx of new players, server-wise, etc.? Is there a huge influx of new players?
It seems to be just a steady increase in the number of...
Yeah, it's just kind of a trickle. And the plans that we have for supporting them are, you know, the same as our plans always, which is to just, you know, throw more hardware at the things we can throw hardware at, but to, you know, try and optimize as much as possible the things that we can't really throw new hardware at. I've been thinking a lot about actually getting our own hardware, Mr. Skullhead, and getting it co-located somewhere here in Phoenix, because it turns out that if I'm willing to do some of the work that I'm more than capable of, it's not anywhere near as expensive to actually do that as I thought it was.
Oh.
So I need to start looking at, like, renting space in, like, a network closet in a skyscraper downtown that's fed with really high bandwidth. And we can actually get, you know, there would be an initial cost outlaid to get the better hardware, but it would also be stuff that we could just upgrade whenever we wanted to, as opposed to having to deal with the current hosting company that I'm using now is a sort of really just antagonistic support people.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there, really. But it's something that probably should happen, you know, this year, just because the model that we're operating under now is not nearly as scalable as I would like it to be. And you know, there are a lot more resources available to me than I thought there were when I first started looking at this. So yeah, we plan on. Really just using all of the money that you send in to buy more solid gold Ferraris and no upgrades at all.
Yep.
Let's see. Brahe says, what about a Mr. A for a donation of $10 Canadian? Note, due to the exchange rate, it would only get +12 to each stat.
That's rather inspired. I just don't know if it's practical.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be, I guess. But I don't know how you'd... I mean, that would be kind of weird. Because then people would start sending in PayPal donations of, like... How many... I suck at arithmetic. So what is it, like 775 or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. Again, can you give us any insight into the countdown of Boozer Bear Shop? I don't know. Punchessa says, may we please have something to designate Willers from Sir Schlitz rather than two ice-cold beers? Yeah, I'm sorry. I should really do that. What I should do is just make Willers a bottle of beer. Ice-cold bottle of beer, ice-cold can of beer.
That might be better.
Because
I
really,
personally always thought it was funny that there were two ice cold beers in your inventory.
Yeah, it's just confusing to people who see them, who are people who don't really know anything about the game. So you know, it's like those things. Menden says, will there be a Little Italy type area for the Penguin Mafia to dwell, like the Icy Peak for the Yetis? Also, will there be a resolution to the Penguin Yeti conflict? Yeah, but that's got kind of backburnered. Inari says, can we have a ban on penis and breast chat ASCII art? It's annoying. Yeah, I would say that the rules as they are now really would prohibit penis and breast chat ASCII art. So, you know, report it to the mods. Wait, you're a mod. Ban them.
Right.
Let's see. Late Night Ramen says, can you make a multiple choice test with fact-type KOL questions in addition to the literacy test in order to further discourage noobs from leaking into normal chat with dumb questions? Well, no, because we don't want to discourage people from coming into the chat to ask game questions. I mean, there's a channel for people to ask dumb newbie questions and non-dumb newbie questions, you know? I mean, because there are a lot of people who don't know some simple things about the game, but it's because they don't have any experience with it, not because they're idiots or assholes. So, you know, we're not trying to be hostile to people to keep them out of the chat. We're just, you know, we have a kind of no-nonsense policy on total dumbasses in the chat.
Yeah.
Amazing Oompa says, Oh, sorry about that. That was an answer to a radio contest a few days ago, that being Bobby Sherlock and Ray Blazina. Well, I hope you won. Juicewami says, make each chat label... That's weird. That looks like a continuation of another post. But make each... No, okay. One, make each chat label a different color. Eh, that would be ugly. Two, change the Crackpot Mystic to do multiple items at a time, like the Hermit. The Crackpot Mystic. Oh, the pixel thing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll think about that. Three, you make fun of your mom jokes. Thank you. And four, mad props to Juice Woman. Wait, I didn't say that. Yertle Turtleman says, is there a reference to NetHack in the game? Yeah, there is an entire zone that is nothing but references to NetHack.
I'd never know.
Danik Jericho says, Zaphod was described dozens of times as having two heads and three arms. The heads would often bellow in fear in harmony throughout the book series. I know that there were occasional references to the fact that he had two heads, but it wasn't an important aspect of his character, is what I'm saying. It never really made any difference in anything.
Right, but Superman having red underwear on the outside of his tights doesn't really make a difference in how Superman does his job, but he's not really Superman without it.
See, I would totally disagree with that. I would say that he is absolutely Superman even without that.
Okay, so you want Zaphod to have one head, but you have a problem with Ford being black? Racist.
What? No.
I know, I'm giving you shit. I know that is not at all a racist thing, but it does
care.
Seem funny. Like,
no, I don't, okay, the reason that I don't particularly think that it's good for Zaphod to have two heads in a movie is because... it would be really annoying to have one of the main characters just constantly walking around with some CG head attached to one of his shoulders.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. And, I gotta admit, the casting of Mos Def as Ford Prefect still kind of bothers me. But, you know, you're right. You made a very good point about Red Shawshank Redemption, yeah. And how, you know, they really added a lot to the character that way. But I've seen descriptions from people who've screened Hitchhiker's Guide movie that his performance is fairly uneven.
Hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, Arthur Dent, it seems like they've cast just perfectly.
Right.
And so, you know, anything that I find even a little bit questionable just seems more questionable in light of that. I don't like the way Marvin looks either.
I always pictured him as being full human-sized, and not with
and
the
not like
willow
cute
inside
with
of
a giant head.
Yeah,
but you know, there are a number of things. There are a number of conceits that you can make in order to get Warwick Davis inside something. Your mom is well aware of many of those conceits.
Right.
Let's see. Inari says, "Have either of you ever read any Gregory Maguire? If so, what was your opinion? Did Gregory Maguire write Wicked?" Is that Dot Galactic? Do you know? Is that the guy's name? Did the guy who wrote Wicked, was he named Gregory Maguire? It's on the bookshelf somewhere. Yeah. So I read the first third of Wicked, and then I lost interest. That was my opinion on that. Did you read any of that, Mr. Skullhead?
I'm looking at a list of his books, and you know, I haven't read any of them. So, nope. Can't say that.
All right. So I'm reloading the chat messages, and I'm going to do a search for penis and breast, because that was close to the bottom of the screen that I had in front of me. You got anything entertaining to do while I'm waiting for this to reload? God damn, why is this stupid, shitty game so laggy? Wow, there's a lot of messages. We're like a quarter of the way through them, and...
Yep.
And 5/8 of the way through the show. Well, what we'll have to do, we'll have to read through the rest of these and pick out some good ones to stick around for next week.
Yeah.
Ands 122 says, "Is KOL a program? How long did it take you to make it?" KOL is a collection of scripts. I wouldn't even go so far as to call them programs. How long did it take you to make it? 2 years, 2 months, and counting. Jan Revolta says, the lag could be due to no school this week or today. Ah, that's actually a pretty good point.
For the Americans, yeah. We had school today and work.
We're all Americans. Kind of. I didn't have school today. Except screwing your mom's school, but that school is always in session.
That was weak.
Aubrey Ann says, what about weather conditions in the kingdom, such as the Oregon Trail, with rain and snow and hail, and it has effects on the adventurer in some way? That's interesting. Maybe... It's hard to think of really consistent ways in which that could affect certain things that wouldn't just, like, bother people.
Right.
Because, really... I don't know. Maybe. You know, because the moons thing is interesting, so maybe more... Asshole McSends a message, says, I don't mean to nag you, fellers. I know you have a lot going on making this game the best game ever, but how is the making the 31337 scrolls multiple-use items, probably another verb in there somewhere, in a perfect world, going, perhaps, maybe a gerund? You know, my college roommate freshman year was named Jaron, which was a lot like gerund,
mm-hmm.
and he was frequently smoking dope, and, punching me and playing Tecmo Bowl. So there were a lot of gerunds involved.
Yeah, except
in Jaron's life.
Those aren't gerunds.
Oh, yeah? They're not.
Well, he
enjoyed punching.
Yeah, there you go.
He enjoyed smoking.
And Tecmo Bowl playing?
Yeah, you wouldn't say that playing Tecmo Bowl is as a phrase a gerund?
I guess it could be.
Or is a gerund limited to a single word?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. S. Blue says, this is my first time listening live. Woohoo! welcome, S. Blue. Vicious Weasel says, would it be all right if I called in via Skype? No. It just doesn't work. We used to accept calls via Skype back in the days when our show was really awkward and didn't work very well. We've found that this is really the best way to do it.
Yeah, wasn't it just the first two?
Yeah, first two or three. But yeah, we found that the one time that Skype was totally broken and we didn't get to answer any calls was the time that we felt that the show was actually good. So, yeah. So I meant to talk to you about this, Mr. Scullett, and let's see how the listeners feel about it. The pretentious artist, or rather the guy, you know, the guy who the pretentious artist is based on, who lives in his dirt-walled hovel on the wrong side of the tracks in Seaside Town, is suggesting that that a la Loveline, he and I do a show just because we both have behind us a fairly large number of failed relationships.
Hmm.
That we do sort of a relationship advice show, which I think could be fun if we figured out the right way to pull it off. Because I'd say he and I have very different perspectives on the way that you should treat bitches,
so
illustrated primarily by my choice of words there. No, not really. I'd probably get myself in some trouble if I actually answered questions honestly about relationships, though. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that'd be something people would want to listen to?
Yeah, I think if you had anything to do with it, they would. Sure.
Well, right, but I mean that's
I think whether
or not you or I could draw somebody to something, and whether or not it was any good. Are still two different questions, you know? Like, it's
right.
Those things. So, yeah, I don't know. Everybody chime in on whether you think that would be funny or not. It would basically be me just dicking around and not answering game questions. So, consider that when you're doing your considering. I had fun on the train wreck the other day. I had also been awake for a very long time, so pretty much anything that didn't involve banging my head against things that bees were coming out of would have been fun. But hey. You still there, Mr. Scullin?
Yeah, just hey. I was afraid
the connection had lost because there was no static or anything.
Yeah. Oh, I'll give you some static.
No, I know. You're always giving me static. Benderama says, please make a statement. Are 353 short haiku acceptable form? I'm saying no.
No.
You know.
575, kids.
Yeah, 575. Lauren says, so the Dell served you well for a long time, Jick. Is Mr. Skullhead's mom like a Dell? Oh, yeah.
Really? Because when your mom serves me well, it really doesn't take that long.
Okay. I'm trying to understand that.
If you can't beat him, confuse him.
Inari has apparently drawn a comic entitled How Mr. Skullhead Saved the World from Ebonics and Duct Taped Jick to a Chair. I would like to see that.
She's mailing them to us.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, you know, I saw a comic that she drew about... there was a comic in which she takes the rest of the comics to the post office and mails them to us. So she'll have to mail that comic to us,
right,
and start a never-ending loop. Phil,
I'm looking...
with 10 L's, says... what took the most time to write, as in the PHP, and what required the most complex code? Really, none of the code is particularly complex. It is complex by virtue of its having had stuff tacked onto it for many, many years. You know, typically when I decide that I'm just going to rewrite something from scratch, like, you know, when I a lot of people probably don't remember anymore the way the message system used to work. But it doesn't really, any given feature tends to only take me like a day to do once I actually get my shit together and have the whole thing designed and have a good idea in my head of the way that it needs to be. But all of the stuff that led up to me understanding all of those things was complicated and takes a while. Honestly, the hardest thing that I ever really had to do for this game was getting multiple items sendable in messages. Just for the reason that if it got halfway through your list of items and suddenly encountered something that it failed on, it needed to not actually send the message or any of the first handful of items. So there was just some juggling that I added. And you know, from a programmer's point of view, it was really simple. It's just that I'm not really a programmer, so having to suddenly actually do, like, you know, manipulation of stuff in arrays in a you know, more than just a very simple way was a challenge. It shook me to my core,
which was hard.
My core was hard. Just ask your mom.
That doesn't make any sense. We had a complaint in the forum thread that we're only answering questions from Inari and Vicious Weasel.
That's totally true.
Yeah.
Especially
Inari since
says,
asked one from Phil.
Oh, Inari says that also, and duct tape Jake to a chair, and features Mr. Skullhead's inner ninja and his grammar kung fu. Sticky Nuts says, could we have a garbage disposal for unwanted items, something that rewards me with loud crashing sounds and explosions? Well, the discard feature is kind of like a garbage disposal. I could, you know, change the text to say, you discard the item with a loud crashing sound and occasionally an explosion. False Prophecy says, yay for hand jobs from hookers. Yeah, you know it.
Wow, are we... Jesus.
I know.
That was like an hour and a half ago.
I know.
Wait, an hour and a half ago, we hadn't started the show yet.
We're an hour and 22 minutes ago then. We're not even halfway through. This is nutty. Let's see. Lee Beth Kidman. I wonder if she's related to Nicole Kidman, and if so, I wonder if she would be willing to send her Aunt Nicole over my way for some lovin'. I am a newer player, and I'm wondering how you have the time and money to keep up KOL. I love it and found it through a friend. I think if you had mass advertising, you would be rich. We will not ever advertise. It's just not something that we at Asymmetric Publications LLC are down with. As it stands, Kingdom of Loathing is self-sustaining. The donations are enough to make it so we can keep the game free and make it so Mr. Skullhead and I don't have to have real jobs. And... you know, it's like a dream come true for both of us, and it's awesome.
Yeah, the only advertisement will come in the form of really cool swag that has the URL on it.
Oh, no, I don't mean advertising. We're not into advertising the site. I mean, we're not into... Oh, wait, maybe that's what she meant, if we advertised the game to... I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking you meant, like, you know, if we had advertisements all over the site that we got paid for.
Huh. She might have meant that, but yeah. I chose to have her mean something else.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to put an ad in a magazine. You know, word of mouth. I feel better about seeing people coming and enjoying and playing the game because they found out about it from somebody that they know, rather than from some ad that we paid some magazine to put out there. You know, I feel like we get a lot more honest criticism than we would if we were marketing the thing. You know, and therefore we're really better able to give people what they want than we would be if we were just trying to convince people that they want what we got. Lemon Lover says, how long until the Deezery R is implemented?
Yeah, get on that, will you?
Yeah, I know. I know I've been promising the Deezery R. Is that like a trick to get me to say something out loud, like down at the Sofa King, we are Sofa King great?
Yeah. Probably not.
I don't get it, yeah.
Maybe he's asking about more desert zones, in which case.
Oh, maybe desert area?
Yeah.
Awesome, we figured it out. He said it twice, too.
Please continue to post in code messages to Radio Bugbear.
Yeah, over and over again, same message. Inari says, because we're only reading messages from Inari tonight, she concurs with Che, skirts, skirts, we need more skirts, skirty skirts, skirts like Jick wears.
Hmm.
Hmm. So skirts like I wear, like ones that I've borrowed from Mrs. Skullhead, I mean Mr. Skullhead's mom, to prance around in post-coital. Mockery of Susan B. Anthony.
Are you done?
I think I was done before I started. Yeah, thank you. I was afraid that was gonna get awkward and embarrassing, but yeah, awesome. This is the bottom of the second beer portion of. I just haven't eaten anything since. Well, really only a couple hours, so I really have no excuse. The Muffin King says, I say we need ice cream. I don't like ice cream.
I'm an ice cream fan.
Yeah. I prefer sherbet.
Oh, yeah, a good sorbet or a...
Yeah, sorbet is too fancy.
Some anal sex.
Like, I like fish eggs, not caviar.
Right.
Salmon roe and salmon wade. ANUS18 says, can we have more ass-based items?
Sure.
Yeah, get on that, Mr. Skullhead. Write me some ass-based items. The Vegan says, can I have an honorary vegan medallion for being a vegan? Do you mean being a vegan in-game? Because that'd be kind of interesting, actually, if we marked certain foods as vegan.
Mm.
And, gave somebody, you know, that would actually be kind of funny.
Pretentious, obnoxious bastard trophy.
Yeah, totally.
I'm sorry, the one vegan that I knew well enough to form an opinion about vegans was an obnoxious, pretentious bastard.
Yeah, that guy was a dickweed. Because I'm pretty sure I know who it is that you're talking about, right? Yeah. I mean, it was that from that trip to California.
Yep, and I'm sure that not all vegans are like that, but I can only judge you by your representatives.
Yeah, I must have known some vegans. Armax says, potatoes aren't Irish. They are native to North America. Yeah, I didn't realize until fairly recently that tomatoes came from North America.
Hmm.
So, like what we think of as being a pretty important component of, like, say, Italian cooking was really not there back in the day of when Jesus was hanging out in Italy.
Yep.
Did Jesus ever go to Italy?
Yeah, Rome. Well, no. Paul went to Rome.
Paul is dead.
Yep.
S. Blue says, how about a food equivalent of liver of steel called miraculous metabolism? It isn't so much that we haven't come up with an idea of how we could make the extra food thing make sense, so much as we just sort of haven't wanted to make that like that. Just because you already can get so many turns in a day that it's, you know, it's to the limit. Everybody to the limit. Everybody, come on, Fahugwa gods. Dask says, you should make a level in the desert beach where you beat up gay hippie lifeguards. You know, if there's one thing that we want to encourage here at Asymmetric Publications, it's beating up gays. Right, Mr. Skullhead?
I would actually think that you should go and try to beat up some gay lifeguards, because, you know, odds are they're going to be pretty well built and are going to hand you your ass, so.
Yeah, I know you're you frequently admire the cut gay hippie lifeguards down at Gay Hippie Beach.
Where are you seeing hippie? He asked that question before without the hippie.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Maybe he thought including hippie would make us more likely to want to beat them up.
Mm.
Maybe like a Baywatch zone?
Are there gay hippies? I mean, like, is there a gay hippie community?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever met a gay hippie.
Hmm.
I mean, the combination of hippie and lifeguard, I think, is probably more. Although, I don't know. I guess there's those hippies that are really into the outdoors. But then they'd be, like, it'd be lifeguards at, like, an organic lake rather than a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, Dask, what the hell?
Silly
Lemon Lover says, were you serious about not implementing Canadia? Many people thought you being were sarcastic. No, Sarkstick.
Sarkstick. By the light of the full moon, he turns into a Sarkstick.
What?
Many people thought you being were Sarkstick.
Oh, where Sarkstick? I get it. Yep. Oh no, Paul. You as being where Sarkstick? I was being sarcastic. What the hell? I think my exact quote was, we enjoy wasting tons of time implementing stuff and then not showing it to anybody.
Right.
And you really shouldn't believe me when I say things like that. The vegan says, can you up the character limit in the old chat system chat box? Aha. I bet I never did that. I bet I can't do it while I'm talking to you. Answer a question there, Mr. Skullhead.
The question is, the vegan and some other people asked if we can up the character limit in the old chat system chat box.
That's the one I just... answered.
Jesus, I should listen to you when you speak.
You really should. Mm. Were you seriously doing that to be funny, or did you...
No, I just wasn't listening to you at all.
Okay. Not only can I just did. And sorry.
Well, that accomplished the purpose anyway.
No, it did. Sophie B. says, the Irish are drunks, and they do love spuds. Okay. Let's see. False Prophecy says, I don't want free stuff. All I want is one of them hand jobs from one of them hookers. Awesome.
Go get you some. Live the dream.
Mushu says, is there a unique Porktober the 8th? I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah.
Sticky Nuts says, did Scully's mom inspire the meat vortex? Were you ever sucked in like Jonah and the whale?
Are you ever going to stop reading these fucking
things? Oh, come
on.
They're funny, and they give me ideas.
They never say anything about your mom.
Well, that's because they don't want to face my wrath. And they know that everything pisses you off. Everything. Crunk the Bold says, would you be willing to give any tips on gathering more pieces of wedding cake? Is there some sort of pattern to cake adventures? Jader and I broke 30,000 last week. No, there actually isn't any way to up the percentage of wedding cakes that you get in that zone, because it's something that drops from adventuring rather than from fighting. So the familiars that impact item drops and the skills and stuff that impact item drops aren't going to have anything to do with it. You guys keep going, though. I have a feeling that you will meet your goal, because I'm the only one who really knows what your goal is. Hey. Let's see. Should we maybe go down to the bottom to see if people have been responding to stuff that we want to keep talking about?
Sure.
Because, man, I wonder what the difference is between this week and last week that there are so many more things. Here we are reading. False Prophecy asked who's being raped in the background. I don't know who that was.
There's not even any background noise this week.
Yeah, I don't think so. There's some typing from my end, but it's probably
maybe he meant who's being cyber-raped.
A Dead Heart says, Easter is 40 days from Ash Wednesday, which is the day after Mardi Gras. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is Easter 40 days?
I think so.
Because Easter's on a Sunday. This what?
From Wednesday
to Sunday is 40 days? Or from Tuesday to Sunday is 40 days. Okay. All right, so that explains it. Let's see. Maybe it was a bad idea to stop just answering these questions in order and read through, because I've lost my shit here. Danik Jericho says, currently $10 Canadian is about $8.12 Canadian, so I was off by 37 cents.
In a row?
Hey. 9-9 says NetHack was initially called Rogue, and that's not really true. NetHack was inspired by a game called Rogue, but I don't think it was actually built on Rogue code. But it is a roguelike game. Luprente says, do you like milk? I'm not a big fan of milk.
Generally only in my cereal.
I like chocolate milk every once in a while. And yeah, you're right. Cereal, it's good. Park Dube says, I'm sorry, but Zaphod is totally pronounced Zaphod. Such things cannot be disputed. Okay. I just hear it as Zaphod in my head, so I'm going to say it Zaphod. Captain Capitalism says, have you considered making the pixel potions a little more powerful, considering the hassle they are to get? I probably should. Something Cool says, Zaphod's second head looked terrible in the old BBC version of the film. Yeah, and that's one thing that maybe has colored my opinion on whether he should have two very visible heads or not. Willie the One-Eyed Wonderworm says, I would still like to see Youth in Asia come to light, although a tribute to Pokemon would show how super cool you guys are, who then says, wait a minute, Pokemon is not cool. Thank you for coming to that realization without me having to make fun of you. Let's see. Aubrey Ann says, the relationship show would be interesting. I know a lot of people love to hear you bullshit, rant, complain, and swear. So,
Chick doesn't swear.
I don't.
Fucking hell.
You know,
I haven't sworn at all. I haven't sworn at all of the show. Except
I have a 17-inch penis, Mr. Skullhead, and I'm really, really sick of all these assholes saying I don't have a 17-inch penis. Man, it's hot in here, you motherfucker. Did you get it? That was me bullshitting, ranting, complaining, and swearing.
Yep.
All at once. Awesome. False Prophecy says that kind of sucks. That radio show stop. Exclamation of obscenity rambling. Okay. What in the name? What? The Muffin King says, if you can't beat them, beat off.
Makes sense.
Takohachi says, classically haiku must refer to a season. A 575 poem that doesn't is a senru, or a sendyu. I don't know how you would pronounce S-E-N-R-Y-U. Because I've heard that R-Y-U is like dew. But I don't know, because that sounds kind of French, like mon dieu. Can you clear up this technicality? You know, I mean, when I talk about a haiku, and when everybody here talks about a haiku, it's like the sort of bastardized American notion of what a haiku is, and it's like I understand the tendency to want to be like, no, you know, it's not a haiku unless it references a season, but you also have to understand that it's moved past that. You know, and I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking Gaijin haiku, okay?
Yeah.
If it makes you feel better.
Man, sorry. Apparently we've made it to a 132 before we started sucking. I've lost it here. Mr. A Collector says, will you ever put in a bar so you can type how many adventures to spend in that location? No. Play the game. Cosmo says, will you make it so that we can equip fat stacks of cash?
What would they do?
Yeah, I don't know. Andal says, question of the week, Have you ever thought of a KOL bank with compounded daily interest?
No.
Not going to do that. We have thought of it.
Let's put something in the game that creates meat out of nowhere.
The vegan says, I'm a vegan in real life, as is Maruda, and vegetarian. Unless that was vegetarian. I know vegetarian drinks 8 beers at once. Unbreakable says, could you make a hacky sack item that drops in the hippie camp? That's a good idea. Figure out what it would do. Ness Tormented says, could you make more drug-related or drug-based items? You know, there are plenty of items that could be at least joked above or drug-related, behind drug-related. Hmm. I'm wielding one of those items that makes all your prepositions wrong.
Right.
That
was the, came up with that at PAX, but...
Oh, yeah?
Probably will never see the light of day. The sword behind
incorrect prepositions. Oh, yeah, the sword behind inappropriate prepositions. I don't know. I bet we put it in. WHTVRROB says, I think Jake is hotter than Scully. Yeah. False Prophecy says, have you seen Constantine? See it if you haven't. Praise it if you have. I haven't seen it yet, although the pretentious artist who's been here a lot lately tells me I should see it.
I don't know if you'll like it at all. I enjoyed it. It was... Well, I came in with really low expectations. So, you know, Keanu Reeves still can't act, but it was interesting and fun to look at and kind of funny and cool. So, yeah.
Well, it was you that I was talking to that... where we came up with the theory that Keanu Reeves is actually the second coming of Christ, and all these movies is just the way they're getting us used to it.
No, it wasn't.
Really?
No.
That's weird. I wonder who I had that conversation with then. Wow. Mindless Logic says, Jick4S4.
They're keeping score on the mom jokes, but that's a really old score.
Oh, I get it. Baron Von Brown Eye says, why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella? Faux drizzle. That's pretty funny. Cheeky Jez says, op equals operation, as in sex change. That's weird that Cheeky Jez is a dude.
Yeah.
Lady Half Toadling says, after Ascension, will the rock and roll legend affect accordion thief buffs played by non-accordion thieves? This came up last week. I don't see why not. I mean... if I don't specifically go out of my way to make it so that it doesn't, then it will continue to do so the way that it does now. Cozy War says, what is your opinion on the space aliens? Yes or no? Answer immediately. My opinion on the ones in Independence Day? No. My opinions on the ones in Mac and Me? Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see Mac and Me, Mr. Skeleton?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, I think Coca-Cola actually paid me to watch that movie.
Did they?
And McDonald's. No, I'm just kidding. It was just like a commercial for... Inari says, who asks the most show questions? And also, does your stenopad just look like anus? Yes. Yes, it does, actually. Although there are other words around anus. I'm going to hit you with a seal, says, how is Mr. Skullhead getting beer in the dark? Is he some... Freako Daredevil guy? Are you some kind of Freako Daredevil guy?
Dude, it's not dark in the kitchen.
What? Where?
It's dark in the computer room.
I didn't know you had a computer room. I always assumed for... I don't know what I was thinking. I've been to your apartment.
Yeah. The room that reeks of cat piss is also... has a secondary purpose as the computer room.
Oh, really? I thought it was just the cat piss conservatory.
Nope.
It's interesting that no matter where you live, you end up with one bedroom reeking of cat piss.
Yeah, because I have one cat that pees on the floor when the litter box isn't clean enough for him.
That's really irritating. My cat, you know what a bitch my cat is, and she's never done that ever.
Yeah.
And I don't really take that good of care of the litter box either. Like, I feel bad, but I, you know, not bad enough to actually clean up cat shit. She doesn't mind, though. Mushu says, will there be another level of alcohol tolerance enhancements? No. Tex Murph suggested, probably right as we did, a bottle of boxed wine. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Brahi says, so have you finished Crack Rocks yet? No. Chef Boyardee says, ever think of a format change for your show? Maybe half the time answering questions and half the time babbling about nonsense off-topic stuff, as opposed to the current distribution, which is maybe a third answering questions and two-thirds babbling about nonsense off-topic stuff?
Right.
Let's see. Leander says, and by the way, do your mothers ever listen to your show? No. No, they sure don't.
Nope, but somebody does ask us every week if they do. Yeah. If you know and either of our mothers, don't ever tell them that we do this.
Yeah, please. Sophie B. says, I used to live next door to the Jethro Tull drummer. Wow. Sweet. you're a celebrity. Mushu says, will you answer my next question? Too late. Lily Beth Kidman says, do you play your own game? Are you guys those highest players? No. Well, Scully, you kind of play.
Yeah, sort of. Occasionally I will put up a bunch of stuff from our clan stash into the store to sell, but I don't really adventure all that much.
You know what you do, though, is answer a couple questions while I go to the bathroom.
No, or else I get the hose again?
What you do, and get it.
Let's see. We're completely just randomly in the middle of the questions now, so let me grab a couple. Bun Bun says, do you guys feel like the general populace of the game has gotten more philanthropic, clans and individuals helping, giving more? I would say that it's always been that way. With the, you know, people will always, some will be jerks, some will be nice, but we have a lot more people being helpful to new players, which is very nice. Lil Shooty says there should be a keg of beer. Well, see, there's no way to share beer with people, so that would mean drinking an entire keg by yourself, so that's no good. Damn. We have so many questions that I can't find one to answer. KOL Bank. Anus18 says, Jake's mom is a whore and I give it to her anally. I know you're lying, Anus18, because she never lets anybody in the back door. Not even me. Zaru says, can I get a threesome with both your moms? Fuck you. Gulo Gulo says, is there hope for familiar stats on the character page? Well, that's something to think about. Cloud Strife says, can you make a dragon familiar? Not unless you can make that funny. Yep. Cat Drake says, why did you decide to use meat as currency? And why don't hippies drop meat? Sure, they don't eat or carry it, but they are made of it. We never said that the meat was the body of the monster that you're fighting, so no. But Jake decided to use meat as currency because he drew a bunch of pictures for the original game and then realized he hadn't drawn any sacks of gold or gold coins, but he did have a pork chop, so thus the legend was born.
Indeed. are we about done?
Pretty close. Tick-tock, tickety-tock.
Let's see. What's with the calendar changing, says Flareon, from Porktober to Febtober? Is it a conspiracy? It is, isn't it? They're coming. Ah, no, they're here already. I can hear them. No. Yeah, I just occasionally says Febtober because that's funny. It's from that one of those skits you hate, Mr. Skullhead, because it has Will Ferrell in it.
All right.
The Celebrity Jeopardy, where the category is months that begin with F-E-B. Sean Connery takes that category for 600, and the clue is, the only month that starts with F-E-B. And he answers, Febtober. Big Ben WD says, tomorrow's my birthday, how cool is that? That is all. That is pretty cool, Big Ben. I bet you only share that with hundreds of millions of other people.
Sorry, I'm chatting in Kingdom right now, which I really shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. Indigo says Rocky Horror rocks.
Yes, it does.
I would agree if it was sucky horror and it sucked. Armac, I mean, it does suck. So
you do realize how much of a majority you're in with your own player base.
Minority. Fuck those dorks. Damn,
you
Rocky
made a
horror
game that attracted people that liked Rocky Horror.
I know. I know. Damn it. Ah.
You're the kind of person that has me for a friend.
I'm just going to be rocking back and forth, punching myself in the crotch as hard as I can for the rest of the night. Yeah, Armac says Stagnant Menzies is apparently a hardcore band from Boston. Awesome.
Don't cry, don't raise your eye.
Armac says stop scanning for familiar names. Oh, wait, that was the same person who just... Okay. Blame xenophobe. Xlax Max says, Dear Jick and Skull Man, why not have the ability to get laid in the game? Maybe you should have offspring and play as them. You know, I know that this is a fantasy game, but that kind of fantasy we just can't indulge. I'm going to hit you with a seal, says, just kidding, but I want to know if you gave Boozer another Mahi Fez, and then he combined them to get a Mahi Mahi, and then he ate it, what kind of stats would it give? That was actually something we were considering putting in the Mahi Fez as like an actual in-game item. That where you would get Mahi Mahi and then they could be untinkered into a Mahi and a Mahi. But then we decided that the Mahi Fez should be a custom item instead of an item that everybody could get. I don't know why we decided not to do that with the Fez of Etymology. It isn't because we're not, in a position to want to have man babies with Faustus Pringle.
Yep.
Because that's clearly not true.
Mm-hmm.
Ugmo says, if a tree falls in the forest, will you still love me? I will still love you exactly as much as I do now.
If you are David Duchovny, why won't you love me? Anyway. Wow, here's a weird one. L Driver says, I'm sorry, but post-coital is pronounced post-coital, not post-coital. Some things just cannot be disputed. I think that can be disputed to hell and back. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I gotta say coital.
Let's just have a...
Yeah, let's have a gander at m-w.com.
I always use dictionary.com. Huh. Post...
Oh, wow, it does say
coital.
It says coitus can be...
Post-coital. But neither of those...
The pronunciations, the audio pronunciations on MW, it says coital and coital are both acceptable.
But not coital. Sorry, okay. L-Driver, we can't get your back on that one.
Yeah, sorry. Oh. Yo Mama says Rocky Horror sucks balls. Exactly. Wormwood says, I want Jick and Scully to kiss each other on te-lips and slip te-tongue. Sadly, we are about 100 miles apart. And so that's the reason that I'm claiming right now is the biggest reason we're not doing that. If that were not the case, I would claim another reason.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Baloney Pony says, don't you hate it when you pee on yourself? I hate it when I pee on you.
Your mom seems to like it when I pee on her.
Uh-huh. Xlax Max says, I think there should be a litter box level in the desert zone. I'm going to hit you with a seal, says, nowhere in my house does it smell like cat pee. Mine either. It's awesome. I love having a house that doesn't have any parts of it that smell like cat pee. Let's see. Ned Johnson says, do you hate Brad Pitt as much as I do? I actually don't really hate Brad Pitt. My first exposure to Brad Pitt was California, which I really like, and I liked him in.
Interview with a Vampire, 12 Monkeys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about 12 Monkeys. Interview with a Vampire is okay. Arcone says, you should pronounce it Yick instead of Jick, like Jarlsberg. Speaking of Jarlsberg, was he based on the cheese? Yes.
Goddamn, now we've got all these messages. Rocky Horror rules. Rocky Horror sucks.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Awesome. Let's see. Neon Gray says, a Japanese R is pronounced like the T in water. It's a tap, technically speaking. So, okay. That's actually pretty close, then, to the D sound that I would say.
Right.
Okay, so cool. Pissed Pat says, my clan is kind of dead. The leader left and the new person is inactive. Could you change the succession of leadership by karma, not low ID number? No, because not all clans use karma. I realize that that's not really an optimum situation. Like, right now, if a clan is if the leader of a clan is deleted from inactivity, it gives the leadership to the lowest ID'd player in the clan.
Right.
Just because I figure they're the one that's been around for the longest, but I can see that, you know, that has the potential to cause problems. I mean, you know, if the clan is active and the leader is inactive, that seems like a fairly rare situation, but, you know, if you want specific action taken, you know, if it's a special case, then send a message. We can maybe do something about it. RPG Crazy says, why the Annie cheese? I am a strong supporter of cheese and similar dairy-based products, and while I recognize the goat cheese, I really think there should just be plain old cheese. And what would you get if you combined plain old cheese with Annie cheese?
loss of both items?
Hey, that's a good idea. Or you could get an item sink.
Mm.
And Pope Guilty corroborates. NetHack was based on Hack, which is a roguelike that came earlier. The name NetHack comes from the fact that it is a hack variant developed entirely over the net. I played Hack. I got, a long time ago, I was on a trip somewhere with my dad. I think it might have been to ASU, actually, and we went to one of the bookstores, and they had this big rack full of floppy disks, like 5 1/4-inch floppy disks that just contained some just shareware that was being distributed for the cost of the media. And, yeah, I got one that had Hack on it, and it was good. So I'm like old school with NetHack, yo. Yeah, there's L driver with that thing that I just don't believe. Concord says, I've always seen Zaphod as black. Actually, did you ever see, Mr. Skullhead, that great big silver illustrated Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that I got?
Yeah, that had a black Zaphod.
It had a black Zaphod, yeah.
Wasn't one of Zaphod's heads black in the BBC one, or am I smoking dope?
No, one of them was a sort of really crappy rubber version of his other one.
Oh, okay.
Xlax Max says Easter has to do with moon phases. Now, that would make sense. Why it could vary so much. Andal says, how long is Porktober 8th going to last this time? Really only one day. Ness Tormented says, I'm about to get banned if I don't knock it the fuck off. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah. Something tells me that Ness Tormented is lagged, and so
yeah.
He keeps banging on the button and sending us like 10 questions at a time. Stop doing that, please.
Sephiroth says, Ick is your name based on your mom's panais. I really don't know how to answer that.
And how's the work on the Desiree R coming?
The Desiree R work is good. Let's see. JLE says, how about familiars, whether standard or familiar of the month, with other powers like knows enemy hit points or aggravates monsters or +1 to a stat per familiar level? That's pretty interesting, actually. The aggravates monsters one is kind of cool. I mean, that could just be a sort of a corollary to a combat familiar that would otherwise be kind of boring. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure Ness Tormented did that bullshit on purpose because he says, aw, come on, guys, this is the 24th time I've sent you a quest, Jong. Xlax Max says you guys should make a Tatooine level in the Desert Zone. There aren't enough Star Wars references in the game. Again, we're trying to preserve the sci-fi stuff for future endeavors. Okay. We got to be about done, right?
Right. We're really, really close.
Okay.
We, you know, as a matter of fact, we can probably hand off in the next couple minutes. Because we're out of steam. Yeah, while I pick a better song to take us out on, why don't you answer one final question?
I'm going to hit you with a seal. Says, could you make a custom familiar form, like a custom avatar form? No, really not. Way too much work. It would have to be, I mean, really, in terms of the amount of time that would take, it would have to be so expensive and no one would buy it.
Yeah.
Mr. A Collector asks a question that comes up just every week. Are you ever going to ask people for their birthday and then give them a birthday present on their birthday? Absolutely not, because that would just be nothing but abused. All right. So this has been 120 minutes of Stagnant Menses with Chick and Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah, we're going to call it a night, kids. And we will see you next week at this time. And I will see you playing music on Friday at 2 o'clock Mountain Time. And to convert that to your own time zone, look it up on the net, because I'm not your source of information. Damn it. Yeah. So, good night, kids.